Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy, Larry, and you just tuned in to Larry's Biblecast. How is everyone doing? Hopefully, you're having a wonderful week going forward to this today and or this morning, whatever time or wherever you're listening to me from. I'm so glad that you tuned in. I'm so happy for every single one of you, my listeners, that have tuned in to this episode of Larry's Biblecast. Listen, if you're listening to me from, say, places like Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, even iHeartRadio, I'm being played on there. Also, I'm being played also on, on Spotify, as well as Google Play and other types of podcasts that you can probably download, and you can listen to this awesome podcast on your favorite way to listen to podcasts, wherever you listen to me from. Anyways, if you're listening to me, I appreciate it. God bless you. God bless your family. First off, and hopefully you're having a wonderful month of November. Man, we are going through this year of 2021 very quickly, very quickly. We are almost at the end of 2021, everyone, and hopefully you have had a good year so far. I know that not every month or every week has been perfect, but God is good, right? God is consistent. God is ever loving, and He's always providing. He's always providing. He's always looking out for us and each and every one of us. So I just want to just really put it out there and just say thank God that we made it this far. You know, just take that time to be grateful. And speaking of grateful and speaking of thankful, man, when you might be listening to this podcast or this episode, you might be hearing this right after you had your Thanksgiving dinner, maybe even after Thanksgiving is over and you're getting ready for my favorite time of the year, my favorite holiday, which is Christmas. So whenever time that you're listening to this episode or this recording, I really do appreciate it. But I want to extend a very just wishing you all a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you are gathered around the table in your house or someone else's house or friends even with friends and family and enjoying your time with them. I'm doing the same thing. So again, by the time you're hearing this, I will be busy in the kitchen and helping to cook and prepare a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. I'm looking forward to it. All right. So listen, let's get down to why we're here. So right now we are getting into day 6 of the devotional by John M. Perkins called Good News for All People. And we have been going through this devotion. It's a 7-day devotional out of your YouVersion Bible app. Just a wonderful app that you can download for free on your app, on your phone of choice, whether it's your Android or Apple phone, doesn't matter. There's just so many awesome ways in which we can access God's word through technology now. Yes, we can still, you know, get that Bible off the shelf. Hopefully you've been reading your Bible and not having it sit there and get dusty. But listen, get in that word, okay? And again, because we're heading in Thanksgiving, there's so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. And I just know that, you know, going forward with the church, as the church is doing its job, we need to continue to love one another and get our hearts and minds ready for one another, as we are still in the last days before Christ comes to receive us unto himself, right? Receive us. He promised us in the Bible that he will be going away to prepare a place for us. And that if it were not so, he would not have said so. Amen. And so we know that because he said it in the Bible, he also made a promise that we can take that to the bank. We can believe on that. We can put our faith in that. Amen. So we're going to get right into this awesome and wonderful devotion entitled Good News for All People. Why don't you sit back and sit tight? We'll be right back and we'll get right into the devotional. Thank you again for tuning in. All right. So welcome back. So you got your Bibles ready or are you following along? Anyways, let's see. We're going to be into the book of Acts or Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. And we're going to be reading from the verses of 24 and we'll be reading all the way down to 48. So we got quite a bit to go through here. Why don't we just go ahead and get into the verses, the Bible verses, and then we'll take a break and we'll read the devotion after that, after our next break. Okay. So try to keep it on task for you guys today. Okay. So this is in Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 24 is where I'm starting. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I'm a human being just like you." So they talked together and went inside where many others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know it's against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean." Verse 29 says, "So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me why you have sent me or why you sent for me." Cornelius replied, "4 days ago I was praying in my house and about the same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, suddenly a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in a home of Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good for you to come. Now we are all here waiting for God to hear the message. To hear the message the Lord has given you." Then Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after John began preaching his message of baptism. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not into the general public, but to us whom God has chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one of all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too. For they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God. Then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did?" So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. After Cornelius asked him to stay with them for several days. So this was pretty amazing. As we're reading here, this was as we was reading, this is Peter that followed the instructions of God and went to Cornelius's house. As you can see, this was what we consider a divine appointment. That means that God had sent Peter on assignment. Have you ever been on an assignment for the Lord? Has the Lord ever prompted you to do something for him? You know, one thing that's good about us is that the Lord uses every single individual. He uses you just like he used me, and he uses other people to reach other people for the kingdom of God. And the wonderful message that Peter had to give Cornelius is the fact that number one, that Jesus died for all of us. Jesus didn't just die for the Jews, but he also died for the Gentiles as well. That means that the sacrifice that was given by God through Jesus Christ was good for all people. And this is why this title of this devotion is called Good News for All People, because that's exactly what it's for. It's for all of humanity. And so the message that I got from this is where he says here in verse 34, he says, "Then Peter replied, 'I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism.'" He says in verse 35, "In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right." Okay, in verse 36, he sums it up and says, "This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." Okay, and this is really important. This is something that, again, in this here portion of scripture, is really driving home to the point that God's whole intention, his whole mission, was to save the entire world. Remember, I was listening to somebody who said about that God wants to forgive. He wants to forgive all humanity. Why? Because we were made in his image. We are the reflection of God. Amen. So, you know, just the fact that he wants to forgive, and the reason why he wants to forgive, and he wants to have relationship with us. See, and so because he wants to have relationship with us, he wants to forgive. He wants us to accept the free gift of God. We're coming right around the corner to Christmas, and we'll be talking a lot about the gift that God has given us, a free gift, not something that we have to earn, not something that we have to do a lot of things just to get. This is a gift that we don't deserve, but yet he's given it to us. You know why? Because he wants to have a relationship with each and every single person on the face of the earth. Not one person he wants to ever leave out. So it's important for us to understand this. It's important for us to grab a hold of this. And also, what does it do? It gives peace on earth. And this is what I'm reminded of, a song, a Christmas song. Even some of you may know about "Joy to the World" and "Goodwill to Men." That verse or that message in that song is talking about peace on earth and goodwill to men. So we'll be, you know, like I said, and Christmas time is coming just so quickly that we will be talking a little bit about that in future episodes. But I want you guys to really, really understand this verse and really understand what Peter was getting as well. Peter was understanding that there was no difference between, in God's eyes, between Jews and Gentiles, or Greek or slave or free. We are all in need of Jesus Christ. And this is why this devotion is so important by John M. Perkins, because he's discussing and talking about and sharing with us about the reasons why the church should not have any barriers of ethnicity, any barriers of genders, any barriers of all these things. So, you know, as humans, we create our own barriers. We create barriers of, just because you don't look like us, just because you don't worship and praise like us, just because you're from a different denomination, or maybe you're from, you know, a different country. And those are just barriers that we put up. But God doesn't see any barriers. The only barrier that he wants to get rid of and knock down is the barrier of sin that keeps us separated from him. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian, or whether you are from Africa, or what country you're from, or whether you're male or female, or whether you are young or old. It doesn't matter. The only thing that is separating us really is sin from him. What we have to do is we have to learn to mature and grow more into loving one another without any hint of showing impartiality, without showing any prejudice in our hearts toward one another. And this is a big task. And it is one thing to know that it's in the world and the world struggles with it. But for the church, we have to be the ones to set the example. We have to be the ones that the world can see and it shows that, okay, they loving each other. This is how we as a world should be loving one another, right? And should be concerned. We should be concerned about injustice that happens to a certain class of people, whether they black or white. We should be concerned. It should be all of our concern when someone is done unjustly. So we should never have the attitude, well, that's for them. No, what happens to them could happen to us. Look at the pandemic. Look at what's going on in the world today, that we're dealing with the pandemic. We're dealing with a virus that it doesn't show partiality. It doesn't just hit one type of people. It goes from person to person, whether you're male or female, whether you're young or old, and no matter what background and country you're from, it will kill you. It will get you sick and it will kill you. So listen, we got so much, and we got things that we gotta ask God to help us get closer to him, and help us to see each other the way he sees us, okay? Just, in other words, for us, we should never just look at each other and decide, oh, I'm not gonna, I think they don't want to be saved, or they don't want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, or they don't want to hear the Bible verse, or they want to hear the Bible message. We already preconceived notions in our minds that they are not even interested in what we got to say about Jesus. Listen, we got to share Jesus no matter what. No matter what that person may look like, maybe what that person's lifestyle is, You never know the opportunity that you have to share Jesus with someone, share the message of the gospel, share the salvation. Remember, God sent Jesus Christ to die for the world. Amen. He died for the world. John 3:16, he says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. Not just, he didn't say that and then put in the parentheses, only for you guys only. No, he died, he came to earth, and he died for each and every one of us that need him. And it's important that this gift is a free gift, but it's a gift that God wants to give us, desires to give us, wants a relationship with us. Amen. So let's just, think about that. Think about that while we're sitting at our dinner table, while we're talking with our relatives and our friends, while we're gathering together in those settings. Don't forget that though we might be the same as family, but there's also others that are different than us. Help us to be more open-hearted and open-minded to other people, and realize that we too should open our borders when it comes to one another, talking to each other, communicating with each other. That's what's so important. All right, so we'll be right back. We're going to read this devotion, and we'll let you go finish your dinner. All right. All right, so welcome back. We're going to go ahead and we're going to come to the conclusion of this episode. And again, before I leave, I want you all to, again, keep everyone in prayer. I know that the holidays are a tough time for some people. And there's people that are out there that don't have food to eat. And there's those that are out there in the cold and whatever the weather and the elements is like. So pray for them. Pray for those that are out there homeless as well, please. And then also pray for people that are in the hospital and those that got to work on Thanksgiving. Now, man, so not everybody is able to sit at the dinner table and enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner with their family or with their friends. And then last but not least, I know that not everybody enjoys the holidays. I also know that the holidays are sometimes a sad time for people that have lost loved ones, whether it been this year or the years in the past. And some of you might be still going through that grieving process of not having that person around. And I know that my father, my mother passed before my father did, and he went some of those times of the holidays not having his wife around, and it was very tough for him. And I just praise God that he is also with her, and they're celebrating in heaven in the presence of the Lord. I also, my wonderful and my beautiful wife, she also as well, pray for her, and she's lost her son over a year ago now. And again, these holidays are not very easy for people that have lost loved ones. And so I just want you guys to keep everyone that you know that either has lost a loved one, lost a family member or a friend, that someone that's close to them, and keep them in prayer around this time. Go check on them, see how they're doing, call them up and wish them not just wish them a happy Thanksgiving, but just call and see how they're doing. You don't have to even bring up the fact of the holidays if you don't want to. Because remember, some of these times, it's a really sad time for people. So, and for those of the rest of us that are, praise God, we made it to another year, man. Just take this time to be thankful for one another and be grateful for each other. Amen. So, listen, let's get into the devotional part of this. And again, this is day 6, Good News for All People. And We're going to read this and we're going to close out for the day. It says, it wasn't until messengers from Cornelius' house came to find him and take him to see Cornelius that Peter began to see the vision for true biblical reconciliation, opening up before his very eyes. He found himself in the home of a Gentile. Some of his first words to Cornelius were, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner or to visit him. And yet God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy or clean." Remember these words. We will revisit them later. Yes, Peter was finally beginning to understand that loving God meant loving even our enemies, loving those we have previously hated. Can you hear the passion in his voice when he proclaimed, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him as well." Amen. I imagine that not even Peter had any idea of just how far God was going to go to demonstrate that he is not a respecter of persons. He was not going to have a Jewish church and a separate Gentile church of second-class believers. Because when Peter preached the good news to Cornelius and his family, the Holy Spirit fell on all of them. The Gentiles began speaking in tongues and praising God. It was a repeat of Pentecost. This was the vision. All people, all kindreds, all nations, all tongues, one blood. But it was the vision realized when Peter accepted a mandate to love those he had been taught to hate. This was true biblical reconciliation and a demonstration of this biblical truth. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. This is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. The first church in Acts got it right too. They learned that God's love required them to widen the net and embrace those who were considered outsiders before. How could they not? When the fire of the Holy Spirit ushered in the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, they all heard the gospel in their own language or their own tongue. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes and Cretans and Arabs. It was clear that God intended for his church to be made up of many different people, groups, not just of those of the Jewish faith. Now, see, so isn't that amazing? We have to emulate this and continue to emulate this. Listen, one day we're all going to pass away. We're all going to be, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. But I'm going to tell you, there's not going to be no separate divisions in heaven, not in God's heaven. We'll all be the same. We'll all be at one place, and we'll be all speaking one language. Listen, That is a wonderful thing that I can continue to think about as we go through the years. We have to learn that no matter what a person looks like, they're no different than we are. They might have a different outlook. Maybe they may have a different language that we don't understand. Maybe they have their different ways and their culture of doing things. But try to reach across the aisle and understand them for who they are. Not through prejudice and racial and racist eyes. That's been our problem. And let's not be like that. And for those that could be, that have that outlook, ask God to help you. Ask God to continue to mold and shape your mind and heart to be more like Him. Ask God to help you see people the way He does. I know it's hard because sometimes we all have some kind of different critique that we see in people that we don't know. And even though we may not say it, but sometimes the way we treat people, we treat them in a bad way. So I just want you to, you know, just think about this for a minute and ask God to continue to help us, continue to merge and bring the church more together and bring us closer. Amen. The church, when it's together in one body, we have power. We have power. We have power to do what God is asking us to do. And that is to save the world for Jesus Christ. That is to spread the gospel message. That is to be the church. That is to be the church. Not just say we're the church, but be the church. Begin to walk as Christ would walk. Begin to help those that need help. Begin to open your circle or your circle of influence into a wider operation. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm so happy that you had a chance to stop and listen to this episode. I hope I didn't take too much of your time, but we're going to have a wonderful week going forward. Hope you guys having a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Pray for one another. Let's get ready for Christmas. Let's celebrate the end of the year. Let's continue to pray, and let's continue to pray for each other. God bless you, and I will be talking to you soon. All right.